Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, shall we go and get into the heavens and go to... Let's set our
Planet Rick with Rick Extra.
Yeah, Planet Rick. Planet Rick. Joining us now from Detroit, Michigan, the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, that is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. How are you today?
Finally got to play that little ditty there. Did you hear
it? I know it. It sounded great, man. You did an awesome job. And the way you segued into it was so smooth.
Well, I am a semi-professional after all. So,
I had no doubt. I had no doubt at all.
What's going on in the world of the urban armed self-defense specialist? What's been going on with you?
You know, we've been going at it pretty good for almost 2 months now, man. And we're covering some ground, man. And I was vacillating back and forth. And I think today I settled on how to make you less likely that your home will be selected for a home invasion or robbery or burglary.
Well, now that's interesting, simply because I have no idea how you would do that. Because, I mean, please. I'm stumped. I don't even know what to ask about this. Come on, let's go. Tell me about this.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a very good topic, man, and it needs to be covered. You know, some places need to be more in tune with this situation than others. But, you know, this tip is special because, man, let me tell you, if you know anything about my story, you know that I was actually robbed in my own driveway. And
right.
This is a slightly different topic from getting robbed in your driveway, but the whole thing kind of carried over. But, you know, the best option is to envision a castle with a drawbridge over a moat full of shark-infested waters.
With laser beams on their head?
With laser beams on their head, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
That would be the ultimate home to make yourself safe. Well, a lot of us don't have access to that type of real estate, you know, location, and the resources to put that thing together. You know, so a bad joke comes to mind, right? It's a riddle/joke. See if you can figure this out. You and a friend are in the woods after dark making s'mores over a campfire. A wild bear leaps out and starts charging at you both. The question is, how fast do you have to run?
I have to run faster than my buddy.
You have to run faster than your friend. And yes, your friend, if he's the slower runner, he's going to perish and you're going to live to tell the story. So
right.
With regards to protecting your home against a home invasion, it's really the same concept. Your home doesn't have to be Fort Knox. It just has to have more safe features than your neighbors. Bad guys, man, they're looking for the easy, safe pickings from their perspective so they can get in, home invade you or rob you, and get out without too much problems. So what we're going to do, we're going to take our Fort Knox example, man, and we're going to just basically, you know what? Now that I think of it, this reminds, are you familiar with the kid's story, Shrek, the animated cartoon?
Yes.
Do you remember that scene when Shrek said that he was a different type of ogre? He was complicated because he had layers.
Yeah.
He got kind of, you know.
It's been a while since I watched really it, but deep. I do remember that part, yeah. I do remember
he
that.
He got deep. And so it's that concept of layers when we look at our home, at our property that we want to utilize. There's going to be three primary layers we're going to be concerned with. There's going to be the outer ring or the outer perimeter of the property. And then the middle layer is going to cover the access points by which people access the property. And then the inner sanctum, the defense of last resort, is the so-called safe room, or actually defending yourself in your home.
Right.
So let's think a little mental visualization. Think of, let's say, take your home, right? Take your home and the grounds upon which it sits. What things come immediately to mind that you could do with just the property and the land itself to make it just a little more work intensive or difficult for a bad guy to effect a home invasion on your residence? Just take into account the property, the land upon which your home sits. What can you do with respect to your land as a safety feature? What things do you think come to mind?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is both the front and backyard. I live in a cul-de-sac, so lots of light out front. I don't have a lot of trees, so there's not a lot of shade out front. So the light bathes the front yard, and the backyard is the same way. The backyard has a I'm in a depression, so instead of them being able to come up a hill sort of behind cover, they would have to come down a hill and be silhouetted against the grass in the bright light. So both front and back, it's you know, if I'm actually watching, I'm not out there scanning all the time to see who's who's coming and who isn't coming. But if I am watching, I would see them quite easily. But then but then I have a shortcoming. I have a very big picture window that is on the bottom floor. So it's about, you know, it's about shin high to a man.
Now, windows, that's going to be its own separate category. We're just going to focus on just the property, the land upon which your house is situated, is located.
All right. So I guess the only attribute I have going right now is the light.
Well, look, I have some things that I'm going to flesh out right quick. One, you want to make sure that your property is well-maintained. That is, if it's in the summer or the spring or the early fall.
I'll tell you what, we got 45 seconds, so set us up for what you're going to tell us in the next segment.
So we're going to start talking about that concept of layers. The first layer we're going to delve into is the actual grounds itself. The middle layer is what we're going to do with doors and windows. And then the third layer is the innermost defense of last resort, the safe room / self-defense incident.
Of course, Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, also the head of Rick's Firearms Academy. You can find him all over social media. Plus, I think he's about to be part of a special news report in Detroit. We'll get more from that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. We are talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick. And he is going to tell us how he's going to layer up your, or help tell you how to layer up your home to make you less attractive, I guess, to a home invader.
You're absolutely right, man. And you know what? You gave us a great start. I'm going to run through some of the things that one should consider with the outermost protection layer around your residence. One, you're going to make sure that you're going to maintain your residence. Make it look like someone's actually there. You know, someone actually living there is a deterrent to someone thinking about committing a home invasion. Right. You know, you want to cut the grass if it's in the winter. You want to shovel the snow. You want to make sure you don't have any mail building up. If you're going to be away for a while, for a couple of days, get your mail halted and have it collected at the post office, or get someone like a neighbor that you trust to pick it up every day. You may want to have to invest in some outdoor lighting systems, possibly some that are motion activated that could spook a bad guy if he's trying to, you know, furtively move around your residence and all of a sudden outdoor lights come on. Cameras with motion sensors, you know, and how about a scarecrow, man? Not a scarecrow stick figure with clothes in the middle of a cornfield. I'm talking about, let's pretend that there's a woman that lives alone. Why don't she put a pair of size 16 work boots right on the front porch, man? Isn't that an effective scarecrow? Signs that says, no trespassing, no dogs, beware of owner. And, of course, make sure you properly paint everything and make sure that it looks nice and well-maintained. And you know what? It's good to have a fence, especially if you have a big, giant dog that hates strangers. So that takes care of our outermost layer. Now, right, we're going to come in a layer, okay? This next layer is going to focus on the ways that people ingress and egress from a piece of property such as a house or as your home. If we discount things such as people climbing down chimneys like Saint Nick, or coming in through those old school milk chutes when the milkman used to drive through the neighborhood and put the milk in the little chute.
Right.
People typically come into a location, a building, a home through one or two access ways. Which portals are those?
Are you talking about on the grounds or the house itself?
The house itself. How do you enter? How could a person enter a house if we discount chimneys and milk chutes?
Doors?
And dog pet doors.
Windows and doors.
So let's talk about doors, Bill. I'm going to ask you to give me the features you think that should be present in a door to discourage or slow down a home invasion. Tell me what features are in a perfect home defense door.
Well, the two things come to mind is that when they're trying to kick in the door, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bust the door sill where the hinge or the stopper is popping in that the doorknob activates and pops in. So they're trying to kick that and splinter that. So that can be reinforced. They actually make armor versions of that can be reinforced. And I think that coupled with a deadbolt lock, if you couple that with a deadbolt lock, you may be buying yourself, because it's not going to stop somebody really serious on getting
really determined. No, the idea here is to make our home more difficult to get in than our neighbors. Now, regrettably, the neighbor's house is going to get broken into, but we're concerned about our house. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so give me some more features about doors.
I don't know what you call those. Not the chain, because the chain is easily popped, but those things that have a rod that slides in over the groove, and that's That's anchored in. It's going to take more than one. But if somebody tries a couple of good three, four kicks and it's not working, I would think they would be getting out of there, because by now, whoever was in there, whatever element of surprise they had, that's gone.
Okay. Well, see, I like the way you're going. Solid wood construction, like a good heavy oak, not those thin, you know, doors that you can pretty much put your foot through. I like how you talked about reinforcing the hinge and the bolts. You know what? It's probably a good idea not to have one of those little small windows where someone could just break the window out and stick your hand in and just unlock the door. Or, you know what? I actually know someone that has windows all around the circumference of their front door. All a bad guy has to do is take a brick paver that you have decorating your yard and just throw it through and just reach in and unlock it. You also want to, you know what? Why not either have a peephole where you can see who's on your front porch banging on your door after dark, or maybe you'll have one of those fancy remote camera systems. One of the great things about that system is that you can use the internet through a cell phone or a laptop and actually answer the door as if you were there.
Right, right.
And just the mere thought that someone being there could discourage someone. And you know what? Bars, you know, they are very unsightly and probably will depress the value of your property. So I would steer clear of that. And you know what? Let's see. The other thing that we could talk about is stay away from sliding glass doors. I mean, after all, if you pull up on those bad boys, you can actually pull them out of the track, man.
Yeah.
So stay away from those. Now,
we're making progress
here.
We got 45 seconds left, so where are we going?
We'll just set it up. The next 45 seconds, we're going to talk about what in the world can we do with those windows.
Real quick, tell everybody how they can find you in your social media.
I can be reached all over social media. My name is Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Ector, E-C-T-O-R. My handle on most social media sites, such as Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, Detroit, DCW. And, of course, you can catch me here every Friday evening. 7 p.m. Eastern, Planet Rick on Lock and Load Radio.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is apologizing again after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face to a costume party in 2001. Two similar incidents have also come to light. Trudeau talks to reporters and says he didn't realize how hurtful his actions were at the time.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
The remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda is moving through eastern Texas, and Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner says residents should only dial 911 in life-threatening or emergency situations.
If you're simply stuck on the road, or in the medium, or on the shoulder, or in a or someplace, but you're safe in terms of being dry. That is not a 911.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking about making your home less attractive to a home invader, and we're doing it with a guy who got his start in armed self-defense because he was attacked and held up in his own driveway, and that is Rick Ector. Good evening. Planet Rick with Rick Ector. That's what this is called, Planet Rick with Rick Ector. So, where were we, sir?
So, we're making great progress, man. We talked about the actual physical grounds of the property on which your home sits. We talked about doors. I'm going to take us quickly through considerations about windows, and then we're going to get to the good part, man, where the rubber actually meets the road. With respect to windows, man, you know, who wants to put unsightly bars on their windows and turn their home into a prison? No. There's some other things we can do there. We can discourage bad guys by putting some that 3M film that they produce that doesn't make your windows breakproof, but it does make them resistant to shock. Also,
right.
Close your drapes. You would be shocked how many people actually have their drapes wide open. Why is that an issue? Because that big flat screen TV and all those valuables that you leave laying around, like cash, pottery, jewelry, expensive, hard to replace trinkets, that's just going to drive up your insurance premium if someone comes in through your window. Valuables definitely out of sight. other things that we want to, you know what, why not have prickly flowers like roses by your windows, a big giant flower bed to punish bad guys from trying to get close to your windows. And you may also want to look at putting holes through both of your panes of your windows so you can put a dowel pin through both panes and stop them from opening. So now we're at a good space right here, because now we're at the point where a bad guy has navigated through all the systems that we put into place, and this bad guy, God forbid, has circumvented all of our defenses that we've had thus far and is in your home. I'm going to say you got two options here. Depending on local laws and custom, you may want to either go to a designated panic room, or you may want to start defending yourself.
Let's now, are you referring to the duty to retreat part?
Well, it's not so much per se to retreat, but it could be, because depending on what state you live in and what those local laws and customs are,
right,
you may not be able to shoot right away. You know, there have been cases, you know, and I'm not, I forgot the state, but where you've had people in their own home who were so afraid to shoot a home invader due to their local laws, they were actually climbing out of the window in their own home because they didn't want to run afoul of the law by engaging the bad guy. So I would say this, for the, you know, local laws and customs will definitely prevail, so everyone has to make sure they know what's happening in their state. But if you can't immediately start defending yourself because, you know, your laws don't allow you to, you need to look into a panic room. This is a room where you can go in and barricade yourself. For a lot of people, you know, if they have the money, they'll get one of those fancy systems that they saw in that movie Panic Room. Otherwise, right, you may have to barricade yourself. So some of the considerations there, man. What are you going to do after you barricade yourself? Why not have a spare phone in there? Well, gee, who has a spare cell phone? Everyone has a spare replacement phone when they turned in their last one to get the new one. And one of the great things about,
yeah,
what is it that you can do with a cell phone even if you cut the service to it?
You can dial 911.
You can still dial 911 for help to come. Now, see, the thing is, I don't know how far the police are from your area. How far would it take the police to come to your residence?
By the time it gets done, I will have been in a gunfight. I will have made a sandwich or two, maybe some grilled cheese, had some coffee. It's going to take a minute.
So those are some considerations. Now, if we're talking about actually needing to defend yourself, you know, here's the thing. Me, myself, personally, I walk around with my gun on my hip, or if I'm sitting at a table, my gun is literally right next to my laptop right now.
Right.
Where you are right now, Bill, how far away is your gun?
8 inches.
8 inches is close enough.
Yeah.
Now, there are some people.
My other gun is arm's length away.
Yeah, there are some people, though, when they finally make it home from a long day of work and being out in the community, they come home and they put their gun wherever they normally put it, and it's not where they are.
Right.
If someone came into your house, you have to go where your gun is. And heaven forbid if you actually unloaded the doggone thing. You know, my gun? And some people might think I'm odd, Bill, but as I'm sitting here at the table looking at my laptop talking to you,
right,
my gun is right on the table, right next to me, watching me speak on the telephone.
Well, that's because, you know, in a lot of instances, in a lot of home invasions, they're counting on surprise. They're counting on shock. They're doing a little shock and awe, right? The suddenness, the speed and everything else. And you're not going to have seconds to go to where the gun is or a minute to go to where the gun is. You've got to have the gun where you can lay your hand on it right now. Does your kitchen feed into a garage or into the backyard or something like that?
Well, mine does feed into a back door.
Right.
You know, and that's just one other thing that you have to defend, man. But heaven forbid you're one of those person that actually unloads your gun or you lock it up in a lockbox for, you know, one reason or another, and then it's inaccessible. You then have to unlock it and then load it back up. And I know you're thinking, this is crazy. But
right.
There are actually some places in our country, Bill, where you can't have a loaded gun in your own home.
I know. I know. That's a shame. That's a shame. I'm sure in those. Well, I think everybody listening to me should comply with the law. At the same time, I don't know how they enforce that to where when you're at home in your house and doors are closed and everything, how they're going to be able to, unless they have figured out a way through the Fourth Amendment, which I know some of these states have done that too. So.
Well, you know, we talked about that whole red flag business last time out, man.
And, yeah.
Man, we know how dreadful that stuff is, but.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, the only, well,
I tell you what,
I'm not a lawyer.
Hold up right there, not a lawyer. As we get ready, we're heading for the last break, so if you would, one more time, tell them how they find Rick Hector.
I can be found all over the place, social media, Rick, R-I-C-K. Last name, Hector, E-C-T-O-R. Of course, I'm here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and yes, I even have a YouTube channel, Detroit DCW.
Everybody should go subscribe to Rick's. Not because of, definitely because of some of the stuff he does, but go check out some of his news that he's been involved in. Go check out some of that too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Our 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's finish this up, shall we? Listen.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Extra.
Indeed. Check him out. Joining us again from Detroit is Rick Ector. So,
you know, if I had to sum it all up, I would say, man, we covered a lot of ground with a lot of things, but I would
Before you get started on that, though, I want to ask you one thing. I saw on Facebook that you're doing like a casting call. What you got going on?
Yeah, I was contacted by a very highly watched show, news program, and they want to come to Detroit and talk to a couple of my women students about their experience with using a gun to protect themselves. Now, I have one lady who I'm very intimately familiar with her story a few years back, and she's already agreed to be a part of the project. This is going to be an awesome project. It's about empowering women. I need one other woman who has had to use in some shape or form self-defense, probably right, with a firearm, probably out on the street, or probably someone breaking into her home. If this is you and you're in the Metro Detroit area, please reach out to me, Rick Ector, Detroit CCW on social media. I want to talk and see if you would like to be featured in this highly watched news program.
Very good. That's going on with Rick. So anyway, you were saying.
Well, the thing is, man, you can have the best laid plans of men and mice, but there's this one thing Allen Iverson hated to do when he played basketball. What was that one thing?
Oh, gosh.
Remember that tirade he went on because
practice. He hated to practice.
Because, right, he hated to practice, right?
Yeah.
He did this 10-minute video about practice and how useless it was. Well, here's the thing. You need to practice. You know, you have to let everyone know what the plan is if the home is invaded, where everyone's going to go, what everyone's going to do. And, yes, you're going to pull out a whistle after you prepped everyone on their assignments and wake them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and see how well they execute.
Well, that's because home invasions are never convenient.
No, they're not. They usually happen in the wee hours of the morning when you least expect it. You know, and I hope that for the vast majority of your listeners, if they don't live in an area where, you know, this is like a real serious concern, but I will also counter that by saying bad things can happen anywhere.
Yep. Yep. As a matter of fact, I think the problem for most people with practicing self-defense is that it's very hard to get in that mindset, isn't it? That desperate fight-or-flight mindset. It's, you know, a slow draw the weapon. All right, we've just been home invaded. Everybody, orderly fashion, let's go out the back door so we can escape them and I don't have to shoot them and get blood all over the carpet. You know, that.
Well, that, I can tell you from personal experience what it's like to be abruptly interrupted and have a gun shoved in your face without one of your own and no plan. And had I been a little more safety conscious, there were a lot of errors I committed that I wouldn't have done now. But, you know, I lived, I survived, and I'm living to tell the tale, and that'll be on another episode of Planet Vic, man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the day that happened, it was it raining that day?
No, it wasn't raining, but it was after dark, and I was coming home, and, you know, I didn't have a sense of urgency because I felt that I lived in one of the better areas of town.
Right.
It just so happens that sometimes the better areas of town, people have nicer things, and, well, that attracts bad guys. So.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. I don't know why I thought it was raining there, but it seems like I'd read that account, and maybe I just missed that part of it and messed that part of it.
It does make it sound like a better story, but, yeah, I'm just going to stick to what happened.
It was raining. The thunder was – he was laying there reflective as the lightning flashed in the sky, thinking this will never happen to me again. I will learn the art of pistol craft. I am Rick.
Well, man, you know, I've come a long way. When this thing happened, I just had a 12-gauge shotgun with shells in it, and I never practiced with it, never shot it anyway, you know. And I just thought that since I was a nice guy who didn't do bad things didn't happen to me. But I'm here to tell you, bad things happen to good people.
Most of the bad things that happen to good people, don't they?
And that's why we're here, man, on this segment, Planet Rick, on Bill Frady's show. Man, locked and loaded. We're trying to get everyone all on the same page that we have to be ever vigilant about our safety.
Now, when you're talking about vigilance and awareness and all this other stuff, and I already know the answer to this, but I just want you to say it out loud so they will hear you say this. This is not, you're not trying to create paranoia. What Rick is advocating is actually just going back to his time before cell phones.
Yeah, well, there were cell phones. You know, they just weren't as sophisticated as these contraptions we have now, man. You know, they were pretty crude, you know, but, you know, time goes on, man. But, you know, safety is still an issue, you know, and distracted people, you know, you see people walking, they're focused on their cell phones. Heck, we can't even get people to stop texting while they're driving.
Nope, I see that all the time. That distracted driving thing is one of the... There, as a matter of fact, I think there's more people killed texting than are killed by any kind of rifle right now. Distracted driving kills more people than... Yeah.
If you're on a highway going 50, 60 miles an hour, and let's say you take your eyes off the road for, I don't know, a second or two, man, you're traveling quite a far distance, and you can hit anything.
Yep. Yep, you can. Yep, you can. So, but that, you know, awareness, and I'm really glad we're doing this because, like, I never would have thought about taking a topic and saying, how do you make your house less attractive to a home invader?
Yeah, you know, some guys, man, you know, they're less than diligent about some things, you know, like they might let the yard go, you know, 2 weeks before they cut it, or, you know, be less diligent about handbills, and someone who's cruising the block looking for you know, a house to break in and run off with your goods, you know, he's thinking, hey, this house must be a good place to rob.
Yeah. We got about a minute and 20 seconds left. In most home invasion cases where you're at, do people get hurt very often?
You know, the many cases that I've read in the media, the women don't necessarily get hurt as much or as often as the men do. It's almost like there's an unwritten rule that if you're a guy, you're going to get shot, you know. So take that for what it's worth.
I just remember that video I saw of a home invasion, I think, in Pittsburgh, where the guy broke in and started beating up the lady that was there. Then he'd go upstairs and come back down, beat the lady some more, and then go into the kitchen, come back out, beat the lady some more. Remember that video?
I remember that video, man.
Yeah. So, yes, it's nice people have bad things happen to them all the time.
Here's the great thing. The moral of the story, man, is that there's bad people out here, and we have to be ever vigilant.
Of course. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. We will do it again. The Planet Rick
Man,
will return next Thursday. Yes, sir.
I can't wait. Next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, we're going to teach the people, the listeners, how to empower themselves and stay safe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me.
I can't think of a better way to end that segment than he did. And that's supposed to be my job. Oh, well. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.